Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by LiftX.
LiftX is the UK's only dedicated event for the lift and escalator industry and only takes place once every 3 years. Organized by the Lift and Escalator Industry Association, it runs this month on May 15th and 16th at London's Excel.
On the show floor will be 120 international exhibitors showcasing the latest innovations, plus a free seminar program covering everything from standards to safety, hosted by some of the industry's leading experts. Register for free at liftx2019.com. This is your daily industry news update for May the 8th, 2019. In today's news, a former coal power plant is being converted into a residential tower that will provide views of many iconic New York City landmarks. A girl received a bruising on her foot after her shoe got caught in an escalator. The renovation of the historic 51-story 1 Wall Street in Lower Manhattan, New York, is showing progress. The elevator industry is mourning the passing of Mark Christopher Pelton Sr., and a Malaysian high-rise developer is optimistic about the country's prospects.
New York YIMBY recently toured the conversion of a 131-year-old coal power plant into a 25-story structure designed by Cook Fox that will house 70 residential units and 2,500 square feet of lower-level retail, revealing a plethora of views of New York City landmarks, old and new. Being developed by Jeff Green at 100 Van Dam Street in the emerging Hudson Square neighborhood at Van Dam and Greenwich Streets, the tower features a pair of setbacks, one near the top and another that will become a large rooftop terrace. Loggia Gardens, designed by Terrain NYC, that will be watered by collected wastewater, and, perhaps most importantly, views. These include the Empire State Building, the emerging Williamsburg waterfront, Con Peterson Fox's One Vanderbilt Supertall office tower, and Herzog and de Meuron's Jenga-like 56 Leonard Street in Tribeca, to name a few. Completion is anticipated next year.
A 12-year-old girl visiting the Rhode Island Convention Center in Providence received minor injuries after one of her shoes got pulled into the side of an escalator, WPRI reports. The girl and her mother were attending a cheerleading competition when they boarded the down escalator. As the girl stood to one side, the toe of her shoe got caught in the gap between the step and the side. Two of her cheerleading teammates were able to untie the shoe and release her foot before she reached the bottom of the escalator. She suffered what her mother describes as serious bruising. A convention center official said the escalator was working properly and its safety equipment was up to date, but added the vendor would be asked to examine the unit. He said this was the first time such an incident had been reported.
With renovation work ongoing, New York YIMBY recently took a tour of the historic One Wall Street, a 51-story Art Deco tower that opened in 1931 in New York City's Lower Manhattan neighborhood. The building, which has served as headquarters for the Bank of New York and the Irving Trust Company, is undergoing a $1.5 billion residential conversion and a five-story addition that will offer 566 residential units and 174,000 square feet of retail, including a 44,000 square foot Whole Foods market. During the tour, the source noted that some lower-level sections are being disassembled to make room for large atrium spaces. Clips have been installed to hold the glass panels that will encase the retail section of the tower and rise in a stepped pattern that will create outdoor spaces. Upper floor units will offer views of the World Trade Center and the rest of the financial district. Unit sales are expected to begin this fall, with completion of the project expected in 2020. Slice Architects is the architect of record, and Harry Macklow of Macklow Properties is the developer.
Mark Christopher Pelton Sr., a longtime elevator industry employee and member of the International Union of Elevator Constructors, Local 35 in Albany, New York, passed away on April 15th after a courageous battle with lymphoma at age 52. A 9/11 Ground Zero responder, Air Force veteran, accomplished rower, and member of several Irish-American organizations, Pelton was a union instructor who prepared workers for certification in the industry. Survivors include his devoted partner, Kim McCarroll, children Kayla, Veda, Veronica, and Mark Jr., stepsons Nathan and Martin, two grandchildren, and a step-granddaughter. A celebration of Pelton's life was held earlier this month. Donations may be made in his memory to the Fund the Fight Memorial Fund to help cover the cost of expenses incurred during his long illness at P.O. Box 3804, Schenectady, New York, 12303.
CSET Asia Development, developer of the high-rise Greenfield Greenfield residence towers in Bandar Sunway Township in Petaling Jaya, Malaysia, tells the Malaysian Reserve all residences in Tower 1 are sold, 75% in Tower 2 are sold, and the outlook is good for sales in Tower 3. Buildings in the 816-unit development are 35 to 37 stories tall, and CSET Asia Director Tan Sui Yi says the company wants to acquire additional land on which to build, adding, quote, "One of the short-term challenges we face is the slow market sentiment, but we are encouraged by the continuation of the country's infrastructure plans announced by the government," end quote. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.